Next, David Suzuki and Feist.
Sadness so real that it populates the city and leaves you homeless again. Steam from the cup and snow on the path. The seasons have changed from the present to past. The past.
The seasons have certainly changed. Vancouver was 11 degrees C above normal, and skiing was hopeless in the west. And you'll see why Feist from Scotia and Calgary was helping David Suzuki. It was to assist the Blue Dot Tour, which has united Vancouver with other cities in Canada to combat some of the vandalism we've just been hearing about.
Well, the Blue Dot Tour, let me tell you why we called it the Blue Dot Tour. It was based on Carl Sagan's famous essay that was written when Voyager 1 was, I think, a billion kilometers away from Earth, right at the edge of our solar system. And Carl said to NASA, turn the cameras around and film Earth. And what you get is a picture of black with the dots of galaxies. And in 1/6 of a pixel, you see this little blue dot, and that's Earth. And he wrote this famous essay that that's it, that's our home, the only home we have in the whole universe. And you think in that tiny dot of all of the posturing that went on with dictators and rivers of blood just to capture one tiny fraction of that little dot. And it's a very powerful essay saying that we ought to take better care of our home and be more respectful of each other. And so we chose that. And the basic issue is this. We are frittering away the very things that keep us alive. I'm astounded that we have political leaders that talk about the necessity of taking up more fossil fuels and burning them in the face of climate change. And so we said, we've got to get society's priorities right. What is the most important thing every human being on Earth needs? And people go, well, I don't know, a growing economy, Well, guess what? If you don't have air for more than 3 minutes, you're dead. If you have to breathe polluted air, you're sick. So surely clean air ought to be the highest priority of any society on the planet. If you don't have water for more than 4 days, you're dead. If you have to drink polluted water, you're sick. So can we put clean water up there? If you don't have food for 3 to 6 weeks, you're dead. If you have to drink, So we say that air, water, soil that gives us our food, biodiversity, those are the most fundamental things that we should have to ensure our survival and our well-being. They should be the basis of what it is to be a Canadian. And when we look around the world, guess what? 110 countries in the world have some kind of protection for Mother Earth in their constitutions. Ecuador and Bolivia actually enshrine Pachamama, Mother Earth, in the Constitution. Pachamama is guaranteed protection. So what we did was we said, well, we think that we should make it, enshrine it in our Constitution, that it is every Canadian's right to expect that a healthy environment, that is clean air, clean water, clean food, should be a guarantee in our Constitution. So that's what we're setting out to do. The way that we do that is a very complicated one. We have to have 7 of our 10 provinces have to support a constitutional amendment. Those 7 provinces have to have over 50% of the total population of the country. So the way that we were going to do it, we kicked off with a big tour across the country. First Nations people were a huge part of the whole thing because they are the ones with a real understanding of the importance of Mother Earth. At every place we went, they were always the people to welcome us and kick the thing off. We had leading entertainers like Neil Young and Feist and Bare Naked Ladies. A few of them you may have heard of in Australia.
Certainly have.
Yes. But we involved people from the human rights movement, the gay community. We had one of the top artists, Robert Bateman. We had one of our top writers, Margaret Atwood. We involved a broad spectrum of society. This is about the way we live on this planet. The Blue Dot Tour ended at the middle of November. We now have 13 cities that have adopted our Declaration for a Healthy Environment. And this involves a grand statement about we're a part of the earth and we need clean air and so on. But it ends by saying we commit ourselves as municipal leaders to enacting legislation to protect a healthy environment within 2 years. We have 14 cities now that have adopted this, and that includes Montreal, it includes Vancouver, we're working on Toronto, our biggest city. It includes Yellowknife, a resource city up in the Northwest Territories. We expect to have 30 to 40 municipalities within the next 3 months. And I'm meeting with the premier of the largest province, Ontario, at the end of this month to get her support for this. And I think what started as something, wow, this is going to be a tough slog, I think it's going to be a movement that is just sweeping the country, and we have a good shot at getting this enshrined in our Constitution.
Any opposition?
Well, of course. You know, it's difficult because how can you be against clean air? How can you be against clean water? You know, like, they're going to have to come at it by attacking people like me and saying, you know, he's a hypocrite, or all of the ways that we've seen attacking climatologists. You know, oh, this is a plot of some sort. Because the implications of that mean that in the past, every time there's a new development or proposal, then environmentalists have to come along and show that it's going to be harmful to the air or water or whatever. Now, if we get this amendment, it means a developer has to prove that this is not going to impact negatively on the things that keep us alive and healthy. So it puts a burden of evidence now on those that want to develop it. I think it'll be a big change if we can get it. And I think Australia ought to get it. Australia, the United States, Britain don't have this kind of guarantee.
Vancouver resident David Suzuki. The Science Show began in Vancouver 40 years ago. It has changed. Next week, children, youth, dogs and money. Production by David Fisher and Lila Schunner. I'm Robin Williams, and this is Feist.